Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Excited, Jacob. And I think if you listen to our show, means you're either really good friends with us or you like to listen to a little bit of ball. And if you listen to a little bit of ball, you know what happens at the time that we're recording this, less than, 48 hours away?
Yeah. Man, it's what a time to be alive. I mean, for both of us, you know, we got, you know, I don't want to say it's our two favorite, but is it our two favorite seasons happening?
Yeah. Together? I mean, yeah, definitely. Definitely since we've been, you know, talking, we've been friends for going on probably close to 7-8 years now. And we've never had a season where both teams were, obviously we've never had another season where both teams, because this is the first time Auburn and Alabama have ever been 1-2 and played each other. It's also the first time the SEC has ever had a 1-2 and played each other. And it is the Auburn Tigers and the Alabama Crimson Tide that get to do it.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. Just, you know, I've seen everybody, like we talked about earlier before, everybody's been talking about that 49-37 game that you see on, you know, I've seen on Twitter going back to 2013. It's like, that's crazy to think about. We were alive during that time.
I remember it well.
Yeah, I remember watching it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was 11 years old, or maybe 10 at a time, not 11 yet. And, you know, just scoring 14 points and a half.
And is that good? Is that good?
Some would say no, and I'm some. And it's, man, it's just, it's awesome to see where it's at. Both teams being where they at. You know, also glad to see both teams not led down or not fall into that trap game on Tuesday, or both on Tuesday. Yeah. So you've got the true number one in Auburn and then true number two in Alabama. Just, I mean, technically number one and number one, depending on
where you look. Yep.
So, but, and it's going to be awesome. And the weather is supposed to not be great, but, you know, hopefully it holds off, on the people in line. Also, people are camping right now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah. I would rather sit in the top of there talking with God than camp out. So, I've expressed my feelings on Twitter about, or on X, sorry, about camping, and just not for me. Those people out there must not have to celebrate something tomorrow.
Oh, that's probably so. Yeah, they're just gonna head up there with their friends and eat some pizza, and you know, I don't even know. There's not really any great. I'll tell you what is tomorrow night, and you know, we're not gonna talk about it. This isn't, because it's not this episode, but it is the opening day of baseball season, and I've already got my jersey laid out. I'm gonna wear my orange Auburn jersey to school tomorrow. I'm gonna flaunt it around, and then I'm gonna go down to Auburn and watch Auburn lose to Holy Cross probably, but it won't keep me from getting excited about tomorrow, and I guess Valentine's Day too, you know.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is, you know, it's all right, but you know, our baseball tomorrow, and then basketball the next day, and then baseball the next day. I mean, just can't complain. What a weekend, man. It's gonna be so much fun. I know you sent me that message saying that you saw Auburn at 1.5, and then you sent me the Bama was 1.5. I was shocked by that. Honestly, I thought Auburn would open up at no more than 1.5. I said one yesterday, because I feel like before the game starts, it's going to be probably even. So, you know, whoever you put your money on, I don't think it's going to be, regardless. I know it's going to be a lot of orange and blue in there. It's going to be a lot of crimson and white. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. And a little bit of me is, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere, 1-2. But how high the tickets are, I'm hoping it's just not some rich kids from Mountain Brook that are going to pull up in there and, you know, sit on their butts. Like, well, for Auburn's sake, I think that actually be pretty good, you know. Yeah. But, you know, for the rivalry and the TV annex and all that, you know, it needs to be loud in there. And I think it will be.
I genuinely don't think people need to sit down whatsoever, ever. Like, even the people that can't physically stand, find a way to make them stand. Like, It's besides the courtside people. I understand that, you know, against the rules. I guarantee you, these are going to be the three officials that are there on Saturday. Pat Adams, Doug Shouse, probably Owen Short or Joe Lindsay.
Terry Oglesby, baby.
Oh, God. I'd rather go sit through and watch Missouri and Oklahoma than those three be there. It's one of those three are going to be there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, we do have other stuff to talk about.
I do.
I know me and you could sit here and just like be great. You know, I'm sure one of us before we all say it'd be, this is the best time of the year. I mean, we say it every, it doesn't matter when it is. We say it's the best time of the year about every other episode. So we might as well say it again today kind of thing. But going back to last week, you know, we're flaunting Auburn. Auburn did lose on Saturday. They did lose to Florida. Hats off to Florida. They came in there and basically whooped us. There ain't no way to say, there ain't no other way to put it. Walter Clayton was on fire. And especially in that middle 20, they put it on us, and there was no way around that. Now, Auburn did stay one. Part of that is because of how good Florida is. You know, you respect Florida being, well, I think they were six at the time. I'm pretty sure they're three or four yeah, now.
Three.
So, and then they also, it also shows a little bit of how high Auburn had the bar, in my opinion. You know, that you can go ahead and lose at home and still stay number one. Let's see, what else happened? We had Ole Miss and LSU. We wouldn't normally talk about Ole Miss and LSU because that's not exactly a barn burner. But Ole Miss going on that 13-0 run to get out of the PMAC with a win on a Saturday night was pretty impressive. What, final 2:53 or something like that? So shout out Ole Miss for getting it done.
Yeah. Also, how about Mississippi State winning a close one at Georgia?
Needed that one.
I think they pulled out with a one-point win. And then Tennessee and Kentucky on Tuesday night, just another great game. Georgia Texas A&M was great for the first half.
Yeah, it was.
Georgia didn't score for 12 minutes, I think it was. Or at least they didn't make a field goal for 12 minutes or eight or 12, one of those two. So, man, it just kind of shows you where Texas A&M's defense is. And they're always going to play. And then, you know, Buzz being out there, six man, always just playing on the – just out there being that six man on the court. But,
you know, A&M was able to get it done on Saturday too, with the way Taylor buzzer beater, you know, that's somebody that we haven't really been talked about. I think he's been flying under the radar just a little bit, and it's hard to, you know, that's not something, I think we both had him on first team our SEC, but then he got hurt a little bit. And then, you know, Wade Taylor fashion pulled up a little buzzer beater at Missouri. So that was a really big win for A&M.
Yeah. A huge win for them. I think both of us picked Missouri.
We did.
Win that, of course we did, because we don't know ball. But you know, just speaking about, you know, Auburn on Tuesday night with a bounce back, starting off strong, and then it, you know, got close for a little bit, and then when Vandy took the lead for a small little bit,
I think it was about 45 seconds. I think Vandy pushed it to three is what it was, and then Chaney Johnson had a 11-0, 9-0 run by himself. So
yeah, shout out UAH. I think we visited their campus before.
We've been in the arena, if I'm not mistaken.
But, you know, just, you know, good, two good wins from Alabama and Auburn in the midweek, not to fall into that trap game, like I said earlier. And that brings us to this week. You want to go over the results from last week?
I will. I'll give you a shout out. Jacob was able to get one up on me because he had Kentucky beating Tennessee on a Tuesday night. So Jacob went 13-3. Last week, and I went 12-4, which is a great improvement. Was it 2 weeks ago where we had a 6-8, 8-6?
Yeah.
So we were able to improve a little bit last week. That brings our season totals. I still have the five game lead now. I'm 65-25, and Jacob is 60-20.
So did nobody have the midweek bye this week?
No, they played all the games this week. I don't know why.
Just say, because looking at the record, I was like, we were two games short last week, but then, you know, good on the SEC. You know, I don't necessarily know how I feel about the midweek bye sometimes. I was like, you know, it can be good, but also it's like, you know, leave me hanging for a week. But okay. All right, going to the power rankings. 16-15. They're never gonna change. They might change at some point, but I doubt it.
They play each other this week.
Oh, they do. We might have new number 16. LSU and South Carolina at 15-16, combined record of 1-21 in conference play.
Is that good?
I would say no. If you flipped it around, maybe. So 15-16, explainable. LSU should be 2-9 at least. Probably should have won that game against Ole Miss, but didn't. And then South Carolina had a close one, I think, at home against Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should. No, they could have, should have, would have. But it didn't happen. At 14, we got Georgia at 4-8. You know, just that drought in the second half against A&M, and then dropping a 1-point win, or 1-point loss at home against Mississippi State, has them at 14. And then at 13, we have Oklahoma, who's 3-8, lost at Missouri on Wednesday night. And then Oklahoma lost to Tennessee at home. So we got them at 13. We had them at, I think it was 12 and 13 last week. Oklahoma ahead. So since they both went 0-2, just both dropped them down a slot and, you know, couldn't really punish Oklahoma for, they both lost. So,
all right, at 12, we got Oklahoma's former Big 12 rival, still rival. Texas is 4-8. They lost a close one at Vanderbilt and then another one to Bama, not so close one versus Bama. So, been a little tough year for Rodney Terry. I'm starting to wonder maybe is he getting a little warmer. You know, you got all the resources at Texas. Why are you not winning? Kind of thing. I mean, I guess the SEC is good, but like new arena, you know, a bunch of oil money out there. You got to win some games. And then 11, we have State. We had them at 14 last week. So we gave them a little props for finally getting a win. They're 5-6 in conference play. So, you know, not terrible, but not as high as me and Jacob had them on the year. At 10, we got Arkansas. You know, Arkansas, we had pretty high on the list. And then I think we had them like 8 or 7 last week, which was probably not deserving based on the record, but how well they had played in the last week and a half, we had to put them there. Losing to Bama, you know, almost completed a comeback, but they were able to, they lost to Bama on Saturday and then beating LSU in the midweek, you know, not really giving them a lot of props for that one. So we dropped them down to 10 at 4-7. And then at 9, we got Vanderbilt. You know, losing Auburn, understandable. Beating Texas at home, you know, that's taking care of business. So we have them at 9 at 5-6.
At 8, probably the hardest one. Of the rankings, we have Ole Miss at 8. Had them at 7 last week, and we did drop them, even though they went 2-0. Two wins against two teams that aren't so great in conference, but also two struggle wins, not really close at all. Like Wells mentioned, 13-0 run for Ole Miss to win the game at LSU. The reason we bumped them down is because we have Tennessee at 7. Also, I don't know if I said Ole Miss is 8-4 in conference play. Tennessee bumped down to 7. They lost at home against Kentucky and just didn't really feel like we could drop them down where that would have been 5 spots. We had them at 3 last week. So, Ole Miss, you know, go 2-0, just have to, sorry that you get, have to get punished. I think if the two played, Tennessee would beat Ole Miss. I think if they played, regardless of where they played at. And so got to go Tennessee at 7, at 7-5. At 6, we have Kentucky at 6-5. You know, going off, getting a big win at home against Tennessee, but also going 2-0 on the week puts them over Tennessee, especially with the head-to-head now. And then at 5, we have Missouri at 7-4. Did lose to A&M at home, but just didn't really feel like we could drop them that far because I still feel like they're definitely one of the top 5 teams in the conference.
Yeah, especially how they lost, you know, the buzzer beater kind of thing. They played really well up until, you know, what, 59 and a half or 59 and 59 seconds kind of thing. So at 4, we have A&M. A&M 8-3, you know, the buzzer beater versus Missouri, then taking care of the road at Georgia. And then at 3, we have Florida. Florida's 8-3, you know, coming off a big win at Auburn and then a nice win at State where, you know, the game was close. I think they were down at halftime. And then they ended up going on like a 30-2 run or something like that without Condon after Condon has hurt his ankle. So we have Florida at 3. And then we kind of, you know, this is our show, so we can do our own kind of thing this week. At 1A and 1B, we have Auburn and Alabama, both 10-1. You know, look at the, what we already said, look at one poll, Auburn's one, look at the other poll, Alabama's one. So at least for this episode, we're going to bend the rules a little bit and we're going to have Auburn and Alabama tied for first.
Yeah, I know. I think there's someone on the show that had Alabama at one for a little bit of reverse jinx. I think that's what it was.
Who would do that?
Was it Ja'Kai Howard?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I think it was you. Definitely wasn't me because I don't want to reverse jinx myself. But yeah, I feel like those are kind of well-rounded. Definitely went Auburn at 1A just because, you know, they do go by the AP poll in rankings in college and then in basketball and then the graphics and everything. And then the coaches poll obviously is by the 32 coaches who Nate Oates is a part of, by the way. Learned that from Wells. Put them at 1B just because that is, I guess you could call the secondary poll. So I just feel like it's only fair to put Auburn and give them their respect.
You know, speaking of reverse jinxes, Jacob, how many times do you think me and you have texted each other in the past 3 days up until they play on Saturday? Congrats on the Iron Bowl win.
I think I did it, what, Tuesday night, maybe.
Yes, it was all. Let's see. I think it was as soon as Auburn won. You said congrats on the Iron Bowl win. Oh, you actually. You might have done it. It might have been even back on Saturday. You might have said it as
It
soon as.
was a game.
Yeah, when Florida was beating the crap out of Auburn, you said congrats on the Iron Bowl.
It happens.
All right, let's jump in this week. We've been talking about Auburn, Alabama. Let's get to it. But first, we're going to go to Arkansas. 15-9, 4-6 in conference play. At number 8, A&M. A&M is 19-5, 8-3 in conference play. It is 11 a.m. God's time zone, the central time zone. Don't you forget it. And it is on ESPN. Get up, Jacob. What are you going for?
I'm going to go A&M at home. Feel like we're kind of getting into the area of conference play where, early on it was hard to tell, anything could happen. And I still think anything could happen, but I think we're kind of getting to that space where you know what to expect out of certain teams. So I'm going to go A&M at home. I think that's just a place that is really, really, really hard to win.
I'm gonna take A&M at home as well. Arkansas, they got the road win at LSU and they got the road win at Kentucky. But the Kentucky win might a little bit more for Cal. I don't know how it's gonna mean going into A&M. And A&M's playing good ball of late. It's like you said, it's always hard to go into Reed Arena, especially when Buzz gets to stand halfway on the court. So I'm gonna take A&M as well. All right, next we got Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 17-7. 5-6 in conference play. At number 5, Tennessee. Tennessee is 20-5, 7-5 in conference play. 12 p.m. SEC Network game. I'm gonna take Tennessee. Vanderbilt won when the game was played at Vanderbilt on a close one. I think Tennessee gets their get back this week on the in-state rival. So I'm gonna take Tennessee to beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm going to Tennessee as well. I think home court's going to matter a lot right here. Vandy has just not played well on the road. I don't know if I think the only conference road game they won was LSU. So I don't think they've won. They haven't performed well on the road. I think the last road game was at Oklahoma.
It was.
Dirty piece. So.
Oh, it was at Tennessee. I think it was at Tennessee. Oklahoma was the Saturday, and then at Tennessee was the following game. But they lost that one too.
Vandy hadn't played at Tennessee.
Oh yeah, never mind. Don't pay no attention to me. I'm typing in Missouri on the screen. Yeah, don't pay no attention to me.
Yeah, no, I think Vandy's last road game was at Oklahoma when they
Yeah,
got 30 feet.
I think you're right now.
So I'm going to go Tennessee at home. Next game is number 21 Missouri, who's 18-6, 7-4 in conference play, at Georgia, who's 16-9, 4-8 in conference play. It's a 2:30 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What you got?
Take Mizzou. I was just talking about them in my head, thinking about how I was going to take them. So I'm going to take Mizzou. Dennis Gate, still maybe in the coach of the year conversation right now. It's hard. Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl, just the way they got their teams performing, it's hard to look past them right now. But Dennis Gates, he's won 7 more conference games than he did last year, and I think this will be 8 on Saturday. So give me Mizzou.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mizzou as well. I don't remember. I know in a previous episode we talked about that. I think it was the halfway point. And I think I can't remember if I said 10 or 11 wins for Missouri gets him the coach of the year. I know I said one of the two. I don't remember, so I'm not going to state it because I don't want to misquote myself. But I'm going to go Missouri to win on the road to Georgia. All right, next one is game of the week.
Game of the century.
Game of the century. I was waiting on someone to say it. Game for the state of Alabama for at least a couple weeks. Number one, Auburn, who's 22-2, 10-1 in conference play. At number two, Alabama, who's 21-3, 10-1 in conference play. It's a 3 p.m. tip on ESPN. That will probably start on ESPN News because ESPN does not know how to do anything right, it seems like. I'm going to give you the honors first.
It pains me. I said last episode, I kind of teased it. I was like, I'm gonna keep picking Auburn until they lose. And I was like, but that could change next episode. Well, Auburn lost. So that excused me a little bit. The last time Auburn went into Alabama, I'm pretty sure they ranked number one in the country. They lost. They lost at Alabama. And if the game was in Neville, I would take Auburn. But the game being in Tuscaloosa, I'm going to take Alabama in a absolute dog fight. I think it's going to come down to either a late shot or it's going to come down to free throws. And actually the last 2 years it's came down to free throws in Coleman. Last year or 2 years ago, I know Dylan Carwell airballed one of them, and last year Chad Baker-Mazzara had a chance to tie it up with like 17 seconds, maybe a little higher than that, and he missed the back end of the he missed the back end of the one on
Three
one.
shot was not
No, I think it was two.
okay.
And maybe he made maybe you got fouled on a three.
I think that's what happened.
he might have got fouled on the three and he missed the whatever it was. He missed the game tying free throw, like 17, 18 seconds left. I think it was more than that because I think what happened was I think it was like 40 seconds left. He missed the front one. Bama went down the court, missed a three, but that's when KD Johnson didn't box out Grant, and Grant came down and dunked it on, like, you know, that's all the highlights. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So I'm going to shut up now, and it pains me to say I am going to take Alabama.
Yeah, I've got to go with the home team. I'm going to be honest. I think when Alabama comes down there, I'm going to have to go Auburn. I think the home court is definitely what matters right here. Neutral site would be ridiculously tough. I think we'd probably be biased. But with it being at home, I think the atmosphere is going to be electric. Going to set the line at technical fouls at over one or at 1.5, maybe two. Let's set it at two, and I'd probably take the over on that. Somebody's going to say something.
What's the over under second wise of Chad Beckham-Mazzara laying on the floor?
How long is on the floor?
20, 30 seconds.
I say 47 and a half.
47 and a half. I'll probably take the over.
Yeah, no. It's going to be, like you said, a dogfight. It's going to be a dogfight that is fun to watch. Might be a Michael Vick type dogfight, you know. But it's going to be electric, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. Going to go Alabama in a very, very close one. As Jimmy Dykes would say, going to go with Roll Tide.
You know, Jimmy was pretty adamant on that Arkansas broadcast that Alabama should have been number one.
Yeah, he's a character. I'm not going to say – there's certain words I can't say. Internet, because I will get hashtag canceled. But going to go – just not a big fan of Jimmy Dykes.
All right, you know, we got to keep on going. We got number 22, Mississippi State, 17-7, 5-6 in conference play. At number 19, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 19-6, 8-4 in conference play. 5 p.m. ESPN2 game, Jacob. What you going with?
Mississippi State won the last time at home.
Right.
I picked Ole Miss to win. I'm going to go Ole Miss. I'm going to go Ole Miss at home. I don't know why. I think being at home, you know, yeah, I think the home court is going to matter. I think Ole Miss might be favored by 2.5, like you give that 3-point favorite to the home team.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. You know, how about hats off to the SEC with the two rivalries right here. You got Alabama and Auburn, and then you turn around and go to the next channel, and it's going to be Mississippi State and Ole Miss right after it. So I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. Home team, I'm going to give it to you. Pavilion's a nice place. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a nice arena. And they can get loud in there, and I think they will get loud, especially with how Mississippi State was able to win last time in a close one right there. So I think this is the last time we're going to see Mississippi State rating for a while. I think it's about time that they fell out the AP poll. It might be good for them right now. So give me Ole Miss to get the job done. All right, and next we got Battle of the Bad, LSU 12-12, 1-10 conference play at Oklahoma. Oklahoma 16-8, 3-8 in conference play. 5 p.m. ESPN2 game. I'm going to take the home team, take Oklahoma to win. You know, my fears, he's going to be a top 10 pick in the draft. He's really good. Unfortunately for LSU, they don't have nobody like that. I mean, Kemp Carter is really good at scoring, but he's not like the high NBA prospect that Jeremiah Fears is. So give me the home team, I guess. Give me Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oklahoma at home as well. I don't know if it's – I think it's like Bryson Goodine, three-point shooter. I think he's going to knock down a couple when he's needed. I think that's what's going to push Oklahoma over the top. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be too close, but, you know, who am I to judge that? But like you said, I just don't know if Cam Carter is going to be able to do enough on the road. So I'm going to go Oklahoma. All right. Next game is number 15, Kentucky, who is 17-7, 6-5 in conference play at Texas, who is 15-10, 4-8 in conference play, a 7 p.m. tip on ESPN. I'm going to have to go Kentucky on the road. I watched how Texas played at home against Alabama. Just kind of seemed like they just got overpowered. If Kentucky's fully healthy, they're great. Now, will they be fully healthy? I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked if Texas upset them here, but I'm going to go Kentucky on the road.
I'm going to say Kentucky as well. I think this game actually favors the matchup. Texas and Kentucky match up a little bit better than Texas and Alabama did. Kentucky's going to play that, I almost want to call it more NBA style of play, you know, jacking up threes, little one-on-one basketball. And that's what Texas loves, especially Trey Johnson. But I still think Kentucky's a better team. And Moody Center, nice arena, not a good home court advantage. So give me Kentucky on the road.
All right, and the final game on Saturday is South Carolina, who is 10-14, 0-11 in conference play, at number three, Florida, who's 21-3, 8-3 conference play, 7:30 p.m. tip on the SEC Network. I think we both just going to say Florida and go on.
You know, if Charlie Condon sits out, Florida wins by 25. Alex Condon.
There's so many times I've said Charlie Condon in the past.
Like, I'm ready for baseball season. If Alex Condon does not play, Florida will win by 20. If he does play, they'll win by 33. So, give me take Florida in this one. All right, next we go to Tuesday, February 18th. The first game is Oklahoma at Florida, 6 p.m. ESPN2 game. Florida should have a rank, but they'll, you know, they're number three right now, probably. I don't know if they'll punish Auburn or Alabama, the loser. But so we'll see what the AP does. But as of now, they're number three. So who are you going with? Yeah.
That's it. Just scored at home.
Yeah. I ain't got much to say either. Walter Clayton, I feel confident to say he's playing the best as any guard in the SEC right now. And at home, too. And, you know, Elijah Martin might be back, too. So I'm going to take Florida at home.
Yeah. And Thomas Howell is playing really great. I think it's Hauk. I don't know how you say it. But number 10. Playing really great for them right now. So good for them, with especially with Condon being out. Good for them at home.
All right. And then the other 6 p.m. game is number 8, Texas A&M at number 22, Mississippi State. 6 p.m. SEC Network game. Oh, I'm going to take A&M, but I don't feel confident in that. I'm going to take A&M, which means I do have State going 0-2 in this episode. Defense travels. And you've said earlier, A&M's a good defensive team. And they got shot chucker Wade Taylor. And he'll make some. You know, I think that's Josh Hubbard and Wade Taylor are very similar, in my opinion. And I'm going to give it to the God. Is he a fifth year senior? Or is he just a fourth?
I think he's like a 27th year senior.
But A&M is going to win on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to go A&M too. It's a toss up, really, for me. I think a lot of it would depend on what State does on Saturday. But I don't feel confident enough in Mississippi State at home. I think their past few games at home against ranked teams, I know they lost to Alabama, they lost to Florida. I don't know who else they've played at home, if they have, but seems like when they play those teams with a single digit or lower with the number in front of their name, and they don't seem to show up. So I'm going to go A&M on the road. All right. Next game is really the battle of the bat. South Carolina LSU at 8 p.m. on SEC Network. Thank you, Greg Sankey, for making this the 8 p.m. game so everybody can go to bed early. You know what? I'm going to go South Carolina on the road.
All right. You know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have much else. If you were going to pick first, I think I was going to take the other one. So we'll wager this game, I guess, a little bit. I'm going to take the home team then. Since you're going to take South Carolina, I'm going to take the home team. So give me LSU.
All right. And the first game on Wednesday is Vanderbilt at Kentucky. 6 p.m. tip on SEC Network. Vanderbilt won this first meeting. And I think the home team's what's going to be the difference. So I'm going to go Kentucky.
Yeah. No, nothing really more. I got Tennessee. I mean, I got Kentucky at home. I think they get their get back. So Vanderbilt's going to lose the two teams they beat at home early in the year. So Kentucky. All right. Next, we got Arkansas at number 1, Auburn. Auburn's the 8 p.m. ESPN game. And what you going to go with, Jacob? I'll let you go first.
I'll go with Auburn at home.
Yeah. I'm going to take Auburn as home, too, regardless of what happens on – you know, I don't want to say regardless, because there is a chance that Auburn goes in and beats Alabama, and you come in, you know, big high game, and then you turn around and play one at home against a team that you're a lot better than, come out a little flat. But I think I still like Auburn no matter what happens on Saturday. All right, and then another tough game for Bama. Number 2, Alabama, at number 21, Missouri, 8 p.m. SEC Network game. Who you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Missouri.
Oh, you beat me to it.
I'm going to go Missouri on the road. Like you said, I think regardless of what happens, honestly, wouldn't be shocked if Alabama loses at home and then comes back and wins this one. Wouldn't be shocked. I don't see Alabama losing two in a row. So I think they'll go 1-1 in this stretch. I just think Missouri at home is going to be a lot. But also, you know, I'm underestimating Alabama. You just never know with that team, man. It just depends on which one's going to show up. So,
yeah, I'm going to take Missouri too. And since we both just took Missouri, let's go put all our money on Alabama to win. If I, if I,
Go ahead.
I was, you know, I kind of talked about a little bit with Auburn about, you know, you win the emotional game Saturday and then you got to turn around and play another one. You do get another day in Wednesday, so you get a little day of rest. But that high to low, I mean, that's real. It's very real. And I could see the same thing happen with Alabama at Missouri. And because I took Alabama to win, I am going to take Missouri to get a little. And, you know, Alabama legend Rylan Griffin lost on this court earlier in the year when Kansas lost at Missouri. So maybe another Alabama player loses this season.
Well, I think Caleb Grill is probably going to light Alabama up for about 20. He did a couple years ago when we played at the Maui Invitational that was in Asheville, or when it was held in North Carolina during COVID. He was playing at UNLV, and he lit us up like, you know, like, and you know, it was hard to watch, but yeah, I'm going to go. I think Missouri gets it done at home, but we will be watching Buckyball at the time of this game.
We will be. At least we'll be hopefully watching the end of a win. We should be able to catch the little bit at the end.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. Probably watching the game on my phone, court side. To be completely honest, I'm gonna shout out David Moore for the tickets, but we're gonna have to go Roll Tide. And for you, can't say those words. But
all right, so Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Texas all have the midweek bias, and with that group, I think at this point everybody will have had one midweek bias, so all the records should even out after start next episode.
Yeah. So what? Alabama and Auburn are tied for first in the standings, and then the next closest is Florida at two. Or Florida and A&M at two.
Which if what we have happens, Bama wins and loses, Auburn loses then wins, they'll be tied for first again next time we do the episode.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how it shapes up because Alabama still has to play Florida and Auburn twice.
But it's at home. So that's at home helps you for Florida.
They go to Tennessee too though. Auburn didn't help y'all. So, yeah. You know, it's gonna be it's a gauntlet, man. This, you know, and Alabama's easiest game down this stretch of Auburn, Missouri, Kentucky State. I think it's Tennessee, Florida, then Auburn. It's State at home. I mean, that's not really easy.
I'm just, you know, when that happens, I will put all my money on Josh Hubbard turnover with 3 seconds left that turns into an Alabama fast break dunk to win the game or something like that. Because that's what happens when they Mississippi State and Alabama play. The battle of 82, baby. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy, especially, but it, you know, it's always pretty one sided in the on the diamond. So they got to give us something. So, well, I think that about wraps up episode 8 of season 6. If it just means less, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.